Dan O'Dowd, MLB Network analyst and former GM of the Colorado Rockies.
Have we had him on the
yes,
show?
Yes, we have had him on the show.
Okay.
Yes,
that
I know for all a fact. Right. And the reason that you're bringing that up is because we have had some issues trying to remember what actually happened on this program. So the reason that this all started was yesterday we had Charlie Blackman of the Colorado Rockies in studio with us.
Had a hell of a season.
Yeah, he really did. He absolutely did. Led the league in several categories. And Brian said that Darren Erstad, who was a friend of his, he broke one of his records for, most leadoff?
RBIs for a leadoff hitter.
Most RBIs for a leadoff hitter. Broke that record. And you mentioned how Darren Erstad was your friend. And I was like, wow, it's the first time I've ever heard that. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that you were friends with the former Angel Darren Erstad. And then, turns out, we actually interviewed Darren Erstad. So, I didn't remember any of that at all. So, we came up with a game. And the game is, did we or did we not interview this guy?
Mm-hmm.
To see what we remember. So, Mikey B has come up with a list. He's got five guys that we've interviewed with audio proof.
Okay.
And five guys we have not interviewed. And, of course, there's no audio proof of that because it didn't happen. So we're going to see how good or how bad our memories are.
I like how good.
Yeah.
Even though they're bad.
All right. So, Pete, hit the music here. Mikey B.
First guest, Donyell Marshall, former Cavalier and now head coach of Central Connecticut State.
Yes, we had him on.
Donyell Marshall.
Yes.
I'm going to say no, we did not have Donyell Marshall on.
We had him on.
We did not have him on.
Ah, yes. One for me. Zero for Brian. This is great. This is already working out better than I had hoped. I thought we were going to get all of them right. Like, all of a sudden, we just snapped into great mm-hmm. memories. All right, number two.
Former pitcher, MLB Network, John Smoltz.
No. Saw him at the airport, but no.
I'm going to say yes, we had Smoltz on.
We did not.
Ha! Ha-ha!
All right, we each have...
Mm-hmm.
We each have one. Damn it. Did I ever tell you about John Smoltz? I had John Smoltz on in Pittsburgh. I know this for a fact.
Okay.
Because my co-host at the time, we had him on 1 year. He told a story, right, to John Smoltz and asked him a question after he told the story. And then the next year we had him on, he did the same exact thing. I mean, he's like, I heard a rumor that you played Oakmont from the tips and... shot a 68 mm-hmm. on a road trip here. I remember the Atlanta Braves. He's like, I don't know about the 68. The next year, same time of year that they trotted him out to do a radio tour, he goes, I heard a rumor you shot a 68 from the tips at Oakland. So I think he might have done it three times in a row.
I think you have told that story.
Yeah.
I recall.
Right.
See?
So there you go. All right. Yeah. We got that. All right. Go ahead. Next one.
Former Indianapolis Colt, Cato June.
No.
Yes.
No.
We had Cato June on. Yes.
No.
We've disagreed on all these, by the way. Joining us right now, 7-year NFL veteran, a member of that 2006 Super Bowl champion Colt team, Cato June, Peyton Manning teammate. Cato, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
That's from your days in Pittsburgh.
No, it's not. All right, so I've got two. You've got one. Brian is so I'm two out of three. Brian is one out of three.
You're not two out of three.
Yeah, I am.
Yes, he's two out of three. You're one out
you
of three.
You said we had Smoltz on.
Right. I know. Two
we
out
didn't.
Of three.
You did not have
that's
Smoltz
the,
on.
That's my wrong
two,
one.
Two right
dummy.
One wrong.
Two right, one wrong.
You've got two wrong.
No, I didn't. Oh my God, you're the worst. I got the first one right. You got it wrong.
I'm not pulling this audio.
The next it one was 2 minutes I got ago. Wrong. You got right. The third one I got right. You got wrong. You're one out of three. I'm two out of three.
All right.
All right. If you're just joining us, Brian's got an awful memory. I'm getting almost as bad. So we're going through guests that we had on in the last 3 years, and Mikey B's testing us if we actually had them on or not. All right, Mike, go ahead.
NBA head coach for the Pacers, or now for the Magic, Frank Vogel.
Ah, damn this.
Say that again?
Magic head coach Frank Vogel.
Yes. Yes, we had Frank Vogel on.
I'm going to say yes, we did. Welcome in Frank Vogel, now Orlando Magic head coach. Frank, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm well. How are you guys doing?
All right, we have 2 out of 4 for you, 3 out of 4 for me. All right, here we go. Next one.
Northwestern head coach Pat Fitzgerald.
You want to say that again?
Northwestern head coach Pat Fitzgerald.
Okay. Pat Fitzgerald. Pat Fitzgerald. Yes, we did have Pat Fitzgerald on. Yes. Saying yes.
No.
Joining us right now, as promised, is Pat Fitzgerald, Northwestern head football coach. Pat, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Terrible at this. I'm doing great, guys. Good morning.
Turn down the music a little bit, Pete. These trumpets are giving me a migraine.
Make me want to be on a beach somewhere.
Jeez. All right. So 4 out of 5 for me, and not so bad. 2 out of 5 for Brian. More wrong than right now. Man, I tell you. All right. Go ahead. Next one.
Ernie Johnson.
TNT's Ernie Johnson. You've just done 3 in a row.
Yes!
No. The great Ernie Johnson from inside the NBA. On TNT. You know what? I knew that one. I remember that. I do remember. It's stupid.
Too late.
Stupid. All right. 4 out of 6 for me. 3 out of 5. 3 out of 6 for you. 3 out of 6 for you. 4 out of 6 for me. All right. It's getting closer.
NFL Network analyst Heath Evans.
No. Absolutely not. No.
Heath Evans.
Absolutely not. Pete.
Hold on. Heath Evans. Yes!
No.
Scabba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-da. All right, 3 out of 7 for you. That's awful.
Oh, shut up.
That's terrible. How do you not know this stuff? All right. next one up. Do I need to explain the game again? Is this too confusing
for
me?
We can't remember a damn thing. That's maybe a reset here.
All right, so our memories stink. Mikey B has come up with 10 names, 5 of which we actually had on the show, 5 we didn't, and we're trying to remember if we actually had them on the show or not. And we've got audio proof of the ones that we did. So far, we've done 7. We've got 3 more to go. I've got 5 out of 7. It should have been 6. I remember that Ernie Johnson interview, too. And Brian's 3 out of 7. 3 right, 4 wrong.
Oh, hush.
4!
You have 3 wrong.
I've got 2 wrong.
3.
2. You're just... Anyway, go ahead.
Arkansas head coach Brett Bielema.
No. Never interviewed him. Nope.
No.
Bum, 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 bum.
Good job.
All right. 6 out of 8 for me. 4 out of 8 for the big fella. All right. Here we go. Next one, Mikey B.
Former NBA star and current CBS college basketball analyst, Mike Jaminski.
No. No. No Jaminski. No Jaminski.
Yes.
No Jaminski.
No Jaminski.
No Jaminski.
Did we interview him over at the March Madness deal?
No.
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 Yes, we did.
No.
Dan Bonner.
Maybe we didn't play it, but we interviewed him.
Dan Bonner we talked with twice.
Oh, this is great. Mm. All right, 7 out of 9 for me. 4 out of 9 for Brian Jones. That's your name, by the way, just in case you forgot. All right, so last one. Let's see if Brian can get 50%.
Come on.
Mario Elie.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Joining us right now, we weren't kidding this time, Mario Elie, now Orlando Magic assistant coach, former NBA player. Mario, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I just wanted to wait until you.
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, you got 5 out of 10. I should have gotten 9 out of 10.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
That Ernie Johnson one, because I actually remember that interview. Like, we were talking about him cursing and stuff and the Chuckster and all
Barkley
that.
Barkley said something the night before on TNT.
Right, yes. It's stupid.
Had
I knew
the
that.
Next day
oh, too late.
For
whatever.
T-Mobile.
Mm. You know, you're just so much worse than I was. You're 50%.
Bad. I gave you that one.
5 out of 10.
I wanted you to feel better about yourself since you're so young.
Oh, really?
That's it.
I'm 8 out of 10.
Children are our future.
Children. Any of these, Mike, that you were surprised at, that you had forgotten about, like when you're going through those to make us feel better about our situation? Well, you're like Rain Man with this, though. So
I was actually really disappointed in myself this morning when I forgot about Ernstad.
Who?
Darren Ernstad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever his name is. Him. I was disappointed in that.
There was a name yesterday that I heard that I was like, that's going to be a really tough name for Mikey B to pronounce.
All of them?
No, you had like a lot of T's and D's and... Like, it was something. Oh, forget it. You know, I should have written it down because I was going to have
See,
you pronounce it
yeah,
today.
Your brain.
No, it is getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yep.
You know what it is? It's turning into mush.
Oh.
Because all I do is watch TV and look at my phone. I mean, those are the two things that I do constantly. And I can't stop doing it. It's just attracted to a screen. Boom. Screen, compututer screen. It's terrible.
Thank you.
I'm not nearly as sharp as I used to be.
This Sunday, 2:30, WCBS, New York area. Matter of fact, speaking of better man, Randy was in San Francisco. They were honoring his former teammate.
Randy Cross.
They were honoring his former teammate, Dwight Clark, who's mm-hmm. dealing with ALS. And he's sitting in a hotel room. He saw the Better Man show out in San Francisco.
Get out of here.
This past weekend.
Did he Sunday. Laugh his ass off when he saw you in there?
He said it made him a better man.
Oh, did it?
Yes. That's right. He enjoyed it.
Of course he did. It's just funny seeing you do stuff outside of the sports world. You know, it's funny.
Why?
It's just hilarious. Oh, I don't know.
I haven't seen it. Yeah.
No, I've seen probably almost every segment of it.
No, I'm saying you haven't seen me outside.
Right, yeah.
Of the sports world.
I haven't seen as much
so
of that
on TV. So I had to diversify.
Right.
Yeah, I've been watching on YouTube.
Why not?
Do you have a favorite clip, Mike?
The traffic stress.
No, oh, the guy honking at me?
Yeah.
That was a big dude.
Yeah, I know. But you handled it well.
He played NFL. I forget his name.
Oh, but, too shocking.
Yeah. He runs a camp for offensive linemen, similar to the quarterback gurus.
Yeah.
He has an offensive line, defensive line deal that he does here in Jersey.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, Brian has a lifestyle TV show.
Men's health, fitness, lifestyle show.
Yes. And it's called Better Man Show.
The Better Man Show.
You can check it out at BetterManShow.com.
Yeah, see where it's airing in your neck of the woods, and it's first airing in the New York area Sunday. Party Sunday.
Are you still going, Mike?
I don't think I am now.
Okay. More free food for other people.
I've been on the road the last couple of Sundays. I really just want to park myself on the couch.
Oh, bull crap.
I hear you.
And just sit there. It sounds exhausting. Yeah.
No,
seriously.
Go to the party.
It sounds exhausting.
No, I've just the last
bar.
Couple of Sundays I've been traveling. I really just want to hang in my house.
I hear you.
Nice.
No,
that's insulting, dude.
No, it's
you
not.
Yes, it is.
No.
I'll tell you why.
That's free booze for somebody else.
Because you said it's only 15 minutes away from your house. It's not a hassle at all.
Without traffic.
Oh, stop.
Okay.
No traffic.
You
on
told
Sunday
me afternoon. It was not a hassle
I know,
whatsoever.
But I'm feeling lazy. It's Sunday. I've been on the road.
It's Wednesday right now.
He's feeling lazy.
You feeling lazy 4 days ahead from
I'm
now?
Going to. I need a lazy Sunday. Sounds nice.
What about a lazy
Plus,
Saturday?
I fear.
Have a lazy Saturday then.
I fear if I'm at the restaurant with everybody, a lot of noise, I might miss part of the show.
How are you going to miss part of the show?
You know, everybody's laughing because how funny it is. I need to be locked in.
Well, why don't you go with a? Why don't you go and work then? Go with the Morants and then interview people who were there, what they think about Brian.
Brian's okay with it.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go if it's for work.
Been there, done that. You gonna make the man work on a Sunday?
Yes.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. I can't make him do anything. Wait,
if I'm going with the mic, yeah. Let's
he went from a lazy Sunday to a work Sunday.
Well, he desperately needs a way out of here. So anything that he can do on the air to help him out, he's going to do.
God.
Yes.
Oh,
hook him horns, baby.
That's what it is. So that's why I wanted to do that NBA spot the other day. That's why he's champing at the bit to do this.
Yes.
So.
All right. You're cleared to. You. I'll provide you with a credential.
Ooh. Any celebrities going to be there?
I have no idea. I just know there's about 70, 80 folks who are scheduled to.
Wow. 80 people.
Yeah. People show up for free drinks.
How many men in this scenario?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Woman brain. Dan O'Dowd is going to join us coming up in about 10 minutes from now. But right now, listen to Brian.
You may or may not be an athlete, but I still know that pain for anybody is a real bummer, regardless of your vocation or age. Know this. Relief Factor is not just for athletes or retired athletes like me. I'm here, and for the first time ever, I'm endorsing a pain reliever that is 100% drug-free, and that's important. And no, just because I'm a retired football player with aches and pains that, quite frankly, I deserve because of what I put my body through, doesn't mean that you can't lower or even eliminate your pain as well. Back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee, or foot pain can keep you from walking, sleeping through the night, golfing, playing tennis, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. The good news is this. Relief Factor makes available a three-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. I'm pleased to announce that for all of October, the owners of Relief Factor are donating $5 of each $19.95 three-week quick start to children in need. So help them out and help yourself out with some Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com to order now. That's ReliefFactor.com. This song still...
It is Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio. Juju Smith-Schuster's bike has been returned.
Yes!
So, they found it. Some dude bought it. So,
huh?
Yeah, so you know what that means.
So it's kind of like Bugatti Casino,
basically,
buying a dog.
Yeah, that's basically, yes.
What?
Hold on one second.
God, what is up with these people?
Where did it go? I just had the damn thing.
Stealing people's dogs, their bikes. What is wrong?
All right, so
you got to get a chip on your bike like you do for your dog.
Mount Oliver police found it. As some guy bought it and then looked at the pictures on Twitter and said, I just bought a stolen bike.
Oh, wow.
So.
I bought it from Martavius.
This is amazing how. Like, this is a huge story in Pittsburgh right now.
The bike?
It is. I mean, everybody... The stolen bike...
Breaking news.
Yeah, the stolen bike that belongs to Juju Smith-Schuster has been relocated. And a man contacted KDK TV, said he purchased the bike earlier in the day. And after he learned it was stolen, he turned it over to police. And then Juju Smith-Schuster... And, of course, every time I need to look something up on the air, I have problems. But he also did something very funny that Bogus just told me about.
Mm-hmm.
So you know Mia Khalifa. She is like the porn star extraordinaire who dabbles in sports and then puts people out there on direct messages that want to have sex with her. So she said to Juju Smith-Schuster, you are my new favorite follow on Twitter, at Team Juju. Team find Juju's bike. And Juju responded, oh, hell nah. I'm not falling for this. I'm young, not stupid.
Way to go, man.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah, what do they say? I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night.
Yep.
Ever hear that one?
I've heard that one.
Yeah.
Many a time.
Right. All right. Yeah. Dan O'Dowd, a bogus friend, is going to join us in a couple of minutes.
His homeboy.
And we'll get the real scoop on how he did. On MLB Now.
You're going to become a baseball insider now, man.
Become?
Oh, you already. Excuse me. Damn. Whoa.
This guy's seriously.
My bad.
Wow. Mm. Do I question your college football knowledge?
Yes.
No, Greg does. I don't.
He's you co-sign it.
He's the new Tom Verducci. That's what everybody's saying.
Yeah.
The new Ducci. That's the hashtag.
The new Dookie?
The new Ducci.
Dookie.
Ducci.
Dookie.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Bogus with the dookie.
Thanks, Brian. My best friend. Clayton Kershaw needed just 83 pitches to strike out 11 Astros over 7 innings in Game 1 of the World Series last night. Astros lefty Dallas Keuchel matched him basically pitch for pitch until Justin Turner's tie-breaking 2-run shot in the 6th. You think? The Dodger third baseman...
You want to say hi to Dan when he joins us? You want to stay here and say hi?
No, we're good.
All right,
I don't want to run the risk of him not remembering.
No, and stay here. Stay here and say hi. Because now that you said no, we're going to have that happen.
So Turner wasn't sure his fly ball was going out.
I knew I backspun it pretty good, and I knew I hit it really high, and I knew it was about 98 degrees.
Oh. Uh-huh. See, like, don't explain this and see if Brian can figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Have we had Nick Lachey on the show?
Do you want...
No. Oh. Oh, 98 degrees. Yes.
And?
What? That's the band, right?
All right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Cato June for the win.
White bands that don't transcend race.
Don't transcend anything.
It'd be at the top of the list, that's for sure.
So you remember there was four of them. There was Nick, there was his brother, then there was like a weird kind of like albino-ish guy. And then there was a...
I don't remember the albino.
Well, he had like bleached blonde hair in the video that I found for this song, so he just looked strange. But I remember him. Then there's a fourth guy that looks just like a normal kind of frat boy dude, but I have no recollection of him existing.
I'll have to look them up.
And I've now known too much about 98 degrees this morning. So Turner's homer and Kershaw's pitching gave the Dodgers a 3-1 win and a 1-0 lead. On the Astros, Justin Verlander throws for them tonight. Rich Hill starts for the Dodgers Game 2 at 8:09 Eastern. Game 1 took less than 2.5 hours, the quickest World Series game since 1992. The fastest ever was Game 4 way back in 1948. It took just 91 minutes. With Derrick Rose and Isaiah Thomas out, the Cavs started LeBron at point guard last night, 34 points and 13 assists in a 119-112 defeat of the Bulls. LeBron last listed as a guard in 2012 when he was in Miami.
These pictures of these idiots are just great. Any picture of a boy band in the 90s you go and look at.
The Clippers handled the Jazz 102-84. The Celtics down the Knicks 110-89. Jaylen Brown 23 points on his 21st birthday. A career high 41 points for Aaron Gordon as the Magic snuck past the Nets 125-121. And the Blazers won their 17th straight home opener 103-93 over the Pelicans. Anthony Davis hurt his left knee just 5 minutes into the loss. An MRI showed no structural damage. He's apparently day-to-day. As you boys mentioned earlier this morning, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin said yesterday, unhappy wideout Martavis Bryant will not be traded, but Tomlin will soon rain down his judgment on Bryant for complaining publicly. The Seahawks have signed 37-year-old Dwight Freeney, and the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Hurricanes last night 5-1, extending their winning streak to 3 and their point streak to 7 games.
All right, Bogus, thanks for joining us right now from the MLB Network. Former general manager and now new Bogus friend is Dan O'Dowd. Dan, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Yeah, Andrew's my buddy now, guys. Take
it
easy on the show, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So, was he any good on Friday, Dan?
Hey, Dan.
You know, actually, he carried the entire show.
Oh, wow. Oh,
wow, how about that?
Carried the
show. How about that? Dan's a good liar.
Now, when the producer came up to you, Dan, it was like, all right, we got Pena. Of course, we've got the host, Severino. And then we've got Andrew Bogus. What did you say to that?
Who the hell is Bogus?
That is the correct answer.
What are his analytics?
Right. And then when you looked him up, you're like, this guy does middle school girls soccer play-by-play? And we have him on as our like World Series panelist? Be honest there, Dan.
You are...
The silence is deafening, Andrew.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the silence that we had last week when I was first invited.
Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, but he did well, right? He represented us well,
yeah,
Dan.
Yeah, he showed up well for you guys. You know, he carried the torch extremely well. He will get invited back today. He didn't use any foul language. wasn't derogatory in any way. So he's got a good chance to get invited back again at some point, at least within the next 5 years.
No HR issues or anything. Yeah.
That's great. And he did, we made him rank the people he worked with from nicest to not nicest, and he did rank you first, by the way. Dave.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I am. I'm a nice guy. He's got to get to know me a little bit more before he realizes that I'm not a nice guy.
Now, Dan, before we get to the World Series, we had a Rockies player in studio yesterday, Charlie Blackmon. You were instrumental in bringing him to the Rockies, am I correct?
Yeah. He was part of our draft class, Bill Schmidt. He's a young man out of Georgia Tech, and I'm sure the same thing, you guys saw the same thing we saw up close and personal. What a bright, articulate guy he is. I mean, he's a really smart guy, very intellectual about the game of baseball, and really understands, you know, the nuances of the game, and I think that's part of what makes him such a special player.
And MLB Network's live World Series coverage begins today at 3 p.m. From Dodger Stadium. Probably was there yesterday, too. But then MLB Tonight will immediately follow the game. So they do an amazing job, comprehensive coverage on MLB Network. So Clayton Kershaw last night, brilliant contributions from the two scrappy guys. This Dodgers team did exactly what they wanted to do last night, but how much of an advantage did they gain in your mind when Verlander goes tonight and you would give the pitching matchup edge to Houston in game two?
You really, actually, for me, the rest of the series kind of swings towards Houston right now. Obviously, guys, we all know this is a pivotal game. They need the whole serve with Verlander, but the Dodgers, for me, have a, you know, they have many weaknesses, but some of the weaknesses I think are going to show is that, you know, the slider, the ball that breaks away from the barrel of the bat, especially with plus velocity, they're going to get that the next 3 days with Verlander and then McCullers and then Morton. And their ball club, if you look at their lineup, I think really sets up well against left-hand pitching, and that's where getting Corey Seager back is so crucial for them against the really difficult right-handers. But they're going to get three really tough right-handers over the next three games of the series.
Now, break down Rich Hill's game for us.
Well, you know, I'm sorry I didn't hear you there. Yeah, you broke up on me.
Rich Hill, would you comment on his game?
He's going to be a fastball command guy. Mm-hmm. You know, his breaking ball is going to work really, really well, but he is going to have to throw more consistent strikes in the fastball. You know, the advantage the Dodgers is obvious they have in this series is that they need a good five inning against Rich Hill because that bullpen they have is lethal. I mean, obviously, to take Clayton Kershaw out of the game last night, he was cruising. And I don't think he was very happy about coming out of that game. It's because they're so comfortable, you know, with the power arms they've got in the back end of the bullpen. So Rich Hill doesn't have to be great, but he's going to have to be good enough because if Verlander continues to be what we've seen so far in postseason, he's simply unhittable.
Gio and Jones with Dan O'Dowd of the MLB Network, former GM. With guys like Justin Turner and Chris Taylor, from a GM's perspective, how much of finding guys like that is scouting and how much of it is luck?
Actually, I do think scouting comes in the sense of you're taking a shot on a player that you know is a baseball player. You know that has great awareness on how to play the game and an instinctive feel to how to play the game. That usually leads to guys that want to do things for what I consider to be self-improvement, but to really envision what they turned into, now that's luck. There's skill in the game and there's luck in the game, and that's a lot of luck. And the credit for that goes to, one, the Dodger development system, but two, the ability of both of these players to say, you know, I'm at a point in time in my career that I've got to do something drastic and be good enough athletically and have a good enough understanding of their body movements and how to put that all together because they both redid their entire approach offensively to how to play the game. And you need things like that to happen, guys, for an organization, even an organization that spends $265 million on players as the Dodgers did, to be able to take your club from, you know, one level to the next level. You need what I call surprises like that to happen for you.
We've talked to Reed Ryan a number of times over in the baseball operations with the Astros, and he's commented on their philosophy of going out and bringing in guys that are athletes, not just these guys who are in the select baseball leagues year-round. He wants well-rounded athletes. Do you think you're going to see more of that in baseball?
Well, athleticism plays, and I agree with you, is that, you know, sometimes now in society where kids play only one sport, I do think athleticism plays, and, you know, the ability to be able to really athletically, you guys know you're athletes yourself, is that baseball's a ground force explosion game. Everything happens from the ground up. You know, the more you're aware of that, the more you can, you know, master the movements of that, the better baseball player you're going to be. So athleticism plays, and it plays at the highest level. The greatest thing about the game of baseball is that athleticism can be defined in a lot of different body types. You know, you got two guys in the American League that are going to be 1 and 2 in the MVP, and one is 6'7", 265, and the other one's 5'6", 175 wet. So, you know, but they're both really good athletes in their own right. So that's what makes the game of baseball so uniquely different from every other professional sports, is that athleticism can come in the size and shapes of all different things. But I will tell you on Taylor and Turner, the two things that you can't measure easily in sport, and specifically in the game of baseball, is qualities of the heart. Those two young men have tremendous qualities of the heart from a tenacity, grit, perseverance standpoint. They're a testimony of what you can do if you stay after something.
What do you make of Adrian Gonzalez not being with the team during the World Series and doing some studio TV work instead?
Checked out. I would say he's, you know, I'm only speculating now, but, you know, it's what I get paid to do now. It's, by the way, it's pretty fun to get paid to do this.
Yeah, tell us about it.
I sense some bitterness there. And it's a shame, too, because he's been with the Dodgers a long period of time, but they simply were not as good a club with him on it as they are with him not on the roster. But, you know, at some point in time, you know, in all of our lives, there comes a point of when humility enters the picture and a rationalization of, you know, am I in this for myself or am I in this for my team? And I think he chose, am I in for myself? And I don't think that bodes well on him as it relates to, you know, how you look at the totality of his career, because his career could be coming to an end right now.
Dan, you mentioned the inflated salary there on the books for the Dodgers, $230 million. How sustainable is that?
It's not sustainable. That's why it's so crucial that you have players like Bellinger and Seager, you know, guys, no matter how, what kind of payroll you have. I mean, look at the Yankees' payroll this year, but now look at their future. If you don't develop a core of players through your scouting and development departments, you have no chance of any sustained success whatsoever. You may have some short-term success via free agent market or trades for high-dollar players, but you cannot sustain success unless the core of your club is players that you continually develop from within, because that's the only way you can control your payroll. A large market club with no payroll flexibility is absolutely no more powerful than a small market club with no payroll flexibility. When you are a large market club with a lot of payroll flexibility and good, young, controllable assets, that's the most lethal combination in our game.
Talking to Dan O'Dowd, a couple more minutes on CBS Sports Radio. Check him out on MLB Network Live. The World Series coverage begins at 3 p.m. Eastern from Dodger Stadium today. Some of the moves, offseason moves we've seen already when it comes to managers, Alex Cora to the Red Sox after the World Series, Mickey Callaway to the New York Mets, and the firing of Dusty Baker. Out of those three, which one of give me a little bit on Dusty and then the two new hires after that.
Yeah, I was really stunned on Dusty. I keep waiting for the other shoe to drop. Because, you know, within the process of an organization, what we see from the outside in is not necessarily sometimes what goes on internally. But, I mean, my gosh, the guy took over a dysfunctional situation in Washington. You know, he's won mid to high 90s back-to-back years, won their division, you know, 2 years in a row. And, you know, had some unfortunate flat tires in the postseason, but they lost in game 5, 9-8. To the Cubs again this year. And so I think it's very difficult to judge a manager on a short series, because I think Lady Luck sometimes takes a step above skill level in the postseason. And keep in mind that going into this postseason, he lost, you know, the Cy Young Award winner potentially and Matt Scherzer the last game of the season before he's supposed to start game one of the playoffs. For me, that changed the entire dynamic of the playoffs. Because if you got him starting game one and Strasburg starting game two, I believe they win that series. because he's potentially starting twice, and you know, and Strasburg might even start twice in that postseason. So I think it changes the dynamics of the entire postseason. So I was shocked. I think they're going to have a very difficult time replacing him to that degree, and a lot of pressure now goes on Mike because he's put himself in a position that this next hire has to be all his, and he has to be accountable for that.
Do you believe Joe Girardi returns to the Yankees?
I think the only reason he doesn't is he's just tired. These jobs do come with an expiration date. I joke with people is that the day you sign up for them, it's like the bottom of a milk carton, is that these jobs are due to expire at some point in time. And because they are so physically, mentally, and spiritually taxing on you, and at some point in time, your tank does run a little dry. Now, most people hold on to them because there's only so few of them. But Joe, I think, is a bright guy who probably has financial security in his life, so he can make decisions sometimes different than other people make decisions. The only way he doesn't come back with that exciting young core group of players is he simply needs to take a break.
Has there been anybody worse than Bogish that you've worked with? Anybody lower, more anonymous than him that you were shocked? Yeah. Yes?
We had one guest on it. Unfortunately, the day that Darren Walton passed away, they started to get into extreme details. It's a committee, and they started to get into details about Darren Dalton's ex-wives on the show. And if you could have seen the look on Brian Kenny's face, it's priceless.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what a story.
Now, that's an individual that probably will not get invited back for all.
Probably.
Oh, my goodness.
There's no way.
And now, I know you can't say, but we're going to try to find who that is.
you should actually pull up the clip on it, too. You will get an act.
Oh, my goodness.
You'll get a little chuckle out of that entire situation. I'm not sure the people who run the network found that as funny as I did.
Probably not. No, probably not, Dan. Dan, great stuff. We appreciate the time this morning. Thanks.
Sure, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Wow.
Dan O'Dowd, MLB Network. Check them out, 3 p.m. Eastern, Dodger Stadium, and then MLB Tonight right after the game. What? So, Bogish, if you were listening, you're not the worst. It was one guy worse.
That's good.
I don't know if he can hear me out there. Can he hear me? Because sometimes they turn the speaker down.
Oh, man.
Bogus, you're not the worst, man.
Good for you, Bogus.
Yeah.
All right. That is sad.
I know. Really, really sad. We're coming right back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It is Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio. Mikey B sent me a couple of these Ask the Pros questions.
Yeah.
But I saw one in here that was better than the one that he sent. So I want to get a really good sports. Oh, here we go. I got it. Actually, it's not that good. It's not that good of a question. I misread it the first time.
Oh, dang.
But I'm going to read it now since I went and got it.
Go
so.
For it.
All right. John Frazier.
What's up, John Frazier, I think?
John says, oh, wait, is this an NBA bot? Never mind. It's an NBA bot who sent this.
Oh, come on. Mikey B.
It's my fault, not his fault.
He sent it.
No, he didn't. I found it. The ones he sent, I didn't like, so then I went to find this one I thought was good, and it was from an NBA bot. Those guys, I don't understand. There's these guys on Twitter. I've told this story before, but they're NBA bots, right? Like, they only ask NBA questions. They do, like, Ask the Pros. Their profile picture is always blurry. They always have, like, they're not following anybody, or they're following like 10 people and they got 14 followers. It's so weird.
You hit me to that because I was responding to him, and then last year he's like, dude, you know that's a bot.
I almost fell for it.
That's a Russian bot.
It's very, very strange. All right. So Frankie in Georgia.
What's up, Frankie?
Did not write this question.
Uh-oh.
Mike, this is definitely a question from you, so I'm going to.
It's from Frankie.
It's not from Frankie.
It's from. I'm looking at Frankie's email.
It's not from Frankie. You asked the same question on the rundown.
It's from Frankster12 at. Never mind.
Uh-oh. He's a horrible liar.
You are the worst, man.
It's from me.
So,
I admit it.
I'll read the question from Miguel Angel then. In Kansas. Part of that huge Hispanic community that. Listens to the show.
No, read the one from Martavius in Pittsburgh.
What is wrong with you, man? You ignore the real questions and then come up with these questions?
The bots.
Luckily, I get them, too. Luckily, I get good Ask the Pros questions. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the one from my Twitter account and not trust you. Miguel Angel in Kansas? The hell's wrong with you?
One of the greats.
He needs...
There can't be a Miguel in Kansas?
No, not that. Miguel and... He made that up.
I know.
It's two first names, man.
Miguel, Angel.
All right.
You are something else. We love you, Mike.
Steve.
Sure you do.
Steve in Georgia. Mm-hmm. He writes us. And he says, guys, what do you make of Jim McElwain and the death threats he said that his family got? And hashtag ask the pros. All right, Steve, we will get to that. And yeah. But first, let me just read this. Sign up to be an O-Rewards member today and start earning instantly. O-Rewards members earn $5 back for every 150 points you earn. It's fast, easy, and free, and only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. See store for details. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
One, we never want to make light of death threats. I've received them. And you don't want to make light of it, but the fact that Jim McElwain did not report this to authorities there in Gainesville, and he goes out in his press conference, he talks about this, and that coupled with his reaction to the shark photo, where he became a drama queen about that. I think he's doing the same thing here. Really? I mean, you know there's some knuckleheads out there, and they're anonymous. They've never put their name on it. And I don't believe anyone's going to go after the Florida Gator football players or coaches because the season hasn't gone in the manner in which they would like. But that being said, sickos, yes, are amongst us. But Jim McElwain is becoming a straight-up drama queen.
Yeah, I don't like broaching these topics because of just that, right? Because, first of all, you're giving attention to these people that all they do is want attention. Like, these death threats that you see on Twitter and stuff, and as you say, it's a tricky situation because you don't want to take every one of these lightly because there might be someone crazy enough to do something that crazy. But most of the time, it's just idiots trying to say the worst thing possible to make you feel as bad as possible.
Right.
Like, that's where they're going to go. So I don't like to bring up these stories. But when I heard that, you know, that was going to be your take, I was like, good. Because usually it's like, oh, why are you sending a death threat to a kid? Why are you doing that?
No. I just think coaches handled all these situations wrong. We were in agreement about the shark deal. We were there at SEC Media Days in Birmingham when he was asked about it. And he admonished the reporter. Dude, just have fun with it. It wasn't you. It wasn't your naked ass. Dry humping a shark. So chill out.
Well,
come on.
Little,
you could have had a ton of fun with that.
Right, right. He came in with a stuffed shark.
First, let me...
how about like that?
He could have walked in there with an orca or something.
Yeah.
Listen, let me dress this shark. Mike Tomlin could have helped him out, Gio.
Without a doubt. Yes, he could have. He said, listen, I didn't hump the shark. I wanted to hump the shark. Did not hump the shark. I'm not beneath humping sharks. But this particular shark was not humped by my specific pelvis.
It wasn't catatonic enough for you to hump it, right?
Right. This was a shark that was still...
It was still lucid.
Still thrashing in the manner in which they thrash with the power and the fury of a marine mammal. Although the shark was very attractive. It's a young shark right in my age range. About 38, 42 years old. So appealing. But I did not hop on the back and thrust. I will not thrust marine mammals.
I mean, he could have had so much damn fun with this, but no, he takes this serious tack with the press. He gets on the reporter who asked about it, who brought up the question. Like, really? Dude, chill out. Yeah. Middle of the damn summer, and you all... uptight about this.
Yeah.
And now this the report about the death threats and no reporting to your authorities. Come on.
Yeah, if you were really scared.
Right.
Like, I would be...
Why bring that up?
I'd be embarrassed to tell people about that, too. I'd be like...
Yeah.
I'd go to the police, be like, hey, can you check this out? And then, I don't know, go to bed. Take a nap like I usually do.
Go spoon with your shark.
It's probably... Yeah. Everything that I do either ends with take a nap or go to bed. That's what I would probably do. I'd probably eat that and then take a nap. Thanks to Dan O'Dowd, Will Brinson, Mikey B, PD Meats, Bogus, and Jogalone, T.O. and Jones.